listening. That will be Eric Corley and Brain Damage here at 90.1 FM.
Stardate March 19th. Life may be plentiful in our own Milky Way galaxy, but there's no scientific proof that aliens have ever come to Earth. If other life exists, that's somewhat surprising. The galaxy is a very big place, but it's also very old. There's been ample time for an alien civilization to mount a wagon train to the stars. On the other hand, according to modern theories, no spacecraft can travel faster than the speed of light. At that speed, a trip across the galaxy would take 100,000 years. If a civilization wanted to avoid the dangers and monotony of long-duration spaceflight, it might rely on unmanned space probes. We've used this same strategy to explore our own solar system with robot spacecraft such as Voyager, which visited the planet Neptune last summer. A civilization that's thousands or millions of years ahead of us technologically could easily build an interstellar probe with onboard artificial intelligence. Its task might be to survey other star systems and also to build copies of itself from raw materials such as asteroids. These robot clones might then be dispatched to other star systems like an interstellar chain letter. It would be virtually impossible for us to see such an eavesdropper in our own solar system. The probe might be as small as the Voyager spacecraft, about the size of a car. The odds of an alien probe being out there are extremely small, but we won't know the answer until we've thoroughly explored our solar system, maybe a century from now. So is the Earth being watched? Who knows? The answer may come from our own space program. For March 19th, that's Stardate, and for the McDonald Observatory at the University of Texas, I'm Joel Block.
If you're a regular WUSB listener, you'll probably be getting a Radiothon guide in the mail any day now. The Radiothon is 10 days of special programming to help us raise money to move our transmitter and increase our signal strength. As many of you know, WUSB can dramatically improve its signal by moving the transmitter to a higher location. And if we don't do this soon, another station could move in on our fringe areas and prevent our expansion from ever taking place. Recently, close to 2,000 of our listeners called in to voice their concern over a proposed radio station that could interfere with WUSB. It's great to see that so many of you care. Now we're asking for your financial support so that we can make our dream a reality. Your support during Radiothon 90 is critical to the future of WUSB. Meeting our goal means improving our signal. Radiothon 90 will be taking place from Thursday, April 5th, through Saturday, April 14th. And we're going to have so many interesting programs that we think you'll want to plan around them. If you want to make sure you get a free Radiothon 90 schedule, just call our hotline at 516-632-6498 and leave your name and address. If you'd like to volunteer to help out at the station during the Radiothon, leave your phone number. The number to call once again is 516-632-6498. And spread the word. Radiothon 1990, April 5th through the 14th. Help WUSB improve its signal. It's an investment you can always be proud of.
Yeah, except when the record skips in the middle of the promo. That's something we're not too proud of. But irregardless, give a call to 632-6498. Get more information. Get on the list. Be a part of this historic time. Radiothon 1990. It's only about 2 weeks away. Less than 2 weeks away. Oh my God, less than 2 weeks away. Well, we're 3 minutes into.
We now return to
Brain Damage.
Already in progress.
What? It's 3 minutes after 10 o'clock. 3 degrees Celsius.
Already.
What more could you ask?
What did you say?
We now return to our recording. Already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording. Already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording. Already in.
Well, you could ask for a new intro. We don't have it yet, but it's coming. It's being worked upon even now by studio engineers and union people and all those kind of folks. We should have a new intro, well, maybe next week. We're going to try. We're going to do our best. Anyway, the Deadheads are in town, I'm told. Actually, the town is Albany. And thousands of Grateful Dead fans crowded into hotels and motels today, while others sought refuge on sidewalks and parks. They're all preparing for the Grateful Dead's three concerts at the Knickerbocker Arena tonight, Sunday, and Monday. Yes, that's right. City officials and residents fear the concerts will bring an increase in drug activity, and the fans would uproot lawns at the Corning Preserve, a park along the Hudson River. I can even hear them now. By early tonight, police said seven people were arrested around the Knickerbocker Arena for drug possession. And fans began pouring into Albany yesterday in caravans, many pitching tents and setting up campers for the traditional pre-concert celebration. Organizers said 50,000 tickets were purchased for performances Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. The fact that the weekend shows were sold out did nothing to stop the convergence of Deadheads. Police say as many as 10,000 people could be wandering around outside the arena without tickets, many with no place to stay. So if you find yourself in the Albany area, you may be picking up a few hitchhikers or just finding people looking for a place to go, as is usually the case. Speaking of Deadheads, speaking of the Grateful Dead, 2 weeks from tonight we're going to have a Grateful Dead concert at this very time, a very rare show. I believe it was taped April 4th, 1971, as part of the first and last annual dance marathon somewhere in New York City. We'll have more details coming in the weeks ahead. That's 2 weeks from tonight, part of the Radiothon, part of our fundraiser. And this is Brain Damage. We'll be back taking phone calls in a little while.
Don't really care. Let there be sound. Fill the air. That's Otis. Ripple in. Still on. There is no pillow toast. Draw in to the floor. Reach out your hand. If your cup is empty, if your cup is full, maybe again it is below. There is a fountain.
Yeah, those were the Dead with Ripple here in Brain Damage on WUSB. And I'll tell you what, anybody that can call up and tell me what show that was will win a prize. How's that? Yeah, tell me what show that was. When was that taped? Where was that taped? And how was that taped? No, that's not necessary, but give a call, 632-6901, and see if you know what the show is. But more importantly, and if those are the people on the phone right now that know the answer, stay on the phone because we're going to get right to it. I have another contest here, and someone here will win a prize, too. I'll have to figure out what it is later, but an unknown prize, a prize that has yet to be determined, you will win, and that makes it rather exciting. If you can identify this object, now listen very carefully. I'm going to drop the object onto the table here in front of me. Okay, I've just dropped the object onto the table. Now, there's different ways that I can drop the object. I'm going to turn the object upside down and also drop it. There. Okay, now that's the sound it made, dropping upside down. Now I'm going to turn the object sideways and drop it. And that might give you more of a hint as to what it is. There. And I'm going to turn it upside down and sideways and drop it that way. Okay. Now, with all that information, you should be able to call up 632-6901. Tell me what this object is. I'll be announcing what the object is at 11 o'clock. It is a very important, very exciting object. It's something that no doubt everybody listening and quite a few people not listening will be interested in. As one final clue, though, I will throw the object in a circular motion and have it fall down on the table as it is still spinning. Now, get ready for this because this is a little bit dangerous, but I'm going to try to do it anyway. Here we go. Okay, that's the sound it makes doing that, and there may be some more hints coming up. But at 11 o'clock, we will be announcing what this object is. 632-6901. Let's go to the phones. Good evening.
Derek?
Yo.
Hey, how you doing? It's Dave.
Hey, Dave. Are you always the first caller?
Yeah, I guess so.
Boy. Well, tell me something. What time did you start calling?
About 3-4 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that you have the honor of being the first caller yet again, what have you to say?
I was just wondering what's going on with this Lithuania thing about that they want to change government and come to us, I heard.
That's come to us. I don't know. I don't like that sound, but it's got me kind of disturbed, the Lithuania situation, because here we go again, you know, tanks rolling through the streets and, you know, people wanting to be independent, and apparently that's not a good thing in the eyes of the controllers. So I don't know where it's going to go. Where do you think it's going to go?
I don't know. I didn't understand much. I figured you would know much about it. But all I know is they just said on the news now. I was listening to the news before, and they were saying that they want to change governments. They're not, you know, they don't like what's going on with the Soviet Union, what they're going to do to them. So they want to come to the U.S. and start government with us or something like that.
Come to the U.S. Well, that's, I don't know about that. But they want independence. I think that much is pretty well established. I think maybe they're moving a little too fast, because I heard something on the news today about a 5-year plan that Gorbachev was talking about, where he would give the republics 5 years. They have to announce secession plans 5 years in advance. And, you know, that might sound like a long time, but think of what he's saying. He's saying, hey, if you want to break away, okay, there's a 5-year waiting list or whatever. I mean, that doesn't sound too unreasonable to me if you can actually break away in 5 years, if that's what you want to do. Whereas just breaking away overnight seems kind of rash. I mean, I understand they were taken over by force, and they never really wanted to be, but, you know, it's going to involve a bit of concessions on both sides, and I'd sure like to avoid another Tiananmen Square here.
Yeah, it all of a sudden it just came into the news, you know. It started out as a little thing, and now they want it, you know, independent. And it, just like you said, I think they are rushing things.
Uh-huh.
Should, you know, take their time and just decide what they're going to do first before they jump ahead of themselves. You know, they should discuss what's going on, discuss with anybody who's in charge of the country, and then, you know, decide what they're going to do. But they first should discuss it.
Well, discussion is the answer to any kind of conflict, I think.
Exactly.
Anything else?
Yeah, I just want to know. I see I'll take a guess on that that thing that you dropped before.
Okay.
I guess maybe like a reel from a tape recorder, like a real tape reel.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh.
But it was a very good guess.
All right. When's the radio show? April 5th, right?
April 5th. It starts on Thursday, April 5th, and ends on Saturday, April 14th. And if they didn't hear it before, folks should take note of the fact that they can get a free radiothon guide to all the special programs that are going to be on just by calling 632-6498, leaving their name and address, and we will be sending those out this week coming up.
That's great. I'm anxious. I'm getting ready. You know, me and my friend are going to take the bus down, and then we'll have our parents pick us up, you know, at the night.
Uh-huh. If people want to volunteer, answer phones, leave your number. We'll get back to you, let you know how to do that and when you can do that. And it's a lot of fun for you. I mean, you were here last year, wasn't it?
Oh, I love it.
More fun than you've had ever since, right?
Come back. I love it. Uh-huh. Is there any, you know, there's still opening, right?
There's openings. There's openings.
Yeah, I'll be able to come the first couple of days, but I'm anxious. You know, I just want to say I want everybody to pledge because I want to hear the station far out west when
uh-huh.
I'm at my grandmother's.
Uh-huh. Well, where's your grandmother's?
She's in Queens.
Well, I don't know if you can. I don't know if that will be possible because Queens isn't exactly in our coverage area. But especially out east, especially in the southern part, I know we have some trouble in the Patchogue area. It will be a lot louder, a lot clearer, only if we're able to meet our goal at the radiothon. So that's what we're keeping our fingers crossed about.
All right, and I just want everybody to pledge what they can.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
To you again, Eric.
All right.
Good night.
632-6901. I almost forgot the phone number. 632-6901. Any takers for that dead contest or the secret object? Ooh, made a different sound that time. Maybe I'm dropping it too many times. Good evening.
Let's see. That was the dead in Watkins Glen in 1973.
That's very, very, very good.
I was there.
Yeah, but you're wrong, but it was a very good guess.
Oh, right. I was there.
Yeah.
It was a big thing. 600,000 people jammed up there. Bought tickets.
Whoa. 600,000 people jammed?
Well, you know, I mean...
What was the audience like?
I'm using a metaphor.
Oh.
It was a big deal. I bought a ticket for it. I didn't even need it. It was the Dead, the Band, and the Allman Brothers.
Well, you bought a ticket. That means you have a ticket as a souvenir, right?
No, he got lost in the sauce.
Boy.
And the second answer is, it's a coin.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong. That's not a coin.
Yeah, it was a condom.
I'm afraid you only allowed one guess.
But I'll say
right now, it's not a condom either.
Let's see, the government, the Lithuanian thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people want their freedom, but you know, I think. You know, it's really cruel of me to say this, but I think that we all do. We need more powerful government. The whole world does.
What do you mean, a more powerful government?
I think that, if, like I always say, if you're going to have a population of this size, we need control.
Well, you need control, but not that kind of control. You know,
things out of control, though, Eric. Everything.
You need some kind of world court, but I mean, our country doesn't even respect the world court, so we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Well, what we need is an international government, is what the world needs.
Well, you know, I don't like the idea of you know, international police and things like that, but there's got to be some kind of standard that everybody's got to, you know, and I mean every country has to live by, not every individual person, because people have different customs. You can't impose your way of doing things upon somebody else, and that's really all the Lithuanians are upset about. They don't want to be part of the Soviet Union, and I think the rest of the world should respect that, since it's obviously the case that they don't want to be a part of it. And you know, I think it's kind of a common denominator with just about everybody. People don't like to be controlled, whether you're weak, whether you're strong, big, small, black, white. You don't like to be controlled by other people.
Well,
other countries don't like to be controlled by other countries, you know?
That goes for me more than anybody else. But I don't see any other way, like I always talk about, you know, like I respect China for taking the responsibility of small government coercion and small families, you know? But like you say, customs. Like some people believe they should have a lot of kids because they're all the it's more souls to go to heaven, you know. And then to me, that's ridiculous, and that kind of thing has to be stamped out.
Well, that's insanity, you know.
It's insanity to you or me, but to them, it's not, you know. And you know, it's just that's where I think the world just needs control, or we're just going to go down the tubes.
Well, you have to draw a line somewhere, you know, where your customs adversely affect those around you. That's where, you know, something has to happen. Some line has to be drawn somewhere.
So I didn't guess the thing, though. I didn't do good with the guess.
No, you did terribly. You did as bad as you could possibly do. But, you know, at least you tried.
All right. Well, keep the phones going. It's interesting to hear the people talk tonight.
Yeah. Well, it's always interesting to hear the people talk.
How do you know who's been ringing the longest? I've always been meaning to ask you that question.
Well, there's a little... the phones, they light up on top of each other.
Oh,
the person
that
calls
that
first
figure.
Is at the bottom, and then the person that calls second is second from the bottom, and it just keeps going on and on, until parts of the ceiling that we can't even see.
Do you have a special color for when Mr. Radio calls?
We have that blocked. We have him blocked right out.
Oh, that's a shame. I haven't heard Mr. Radio in a long time.
Yeah, well, figure out another lifetime for that.
I have to double somebody's question. I called you once, and you never answer it.
What's that?
Well, you spend so much time at the station and stuff, and I always read those things that you send in the mail to me. Well, what do you do for a living that you got all this time?
Well, no, that's a mystery.
It is.
Yes.
You have to get your money somewhere.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's...
doesn't pay.
That does make sense.
Well, maybe you got, yeah.
But, you know, we try not to pry into people's personal lives on the air, you know?
Well, this is tabloid radio.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have to do these things here.
I mean, you don't want me to pry into your life, do you?
Well, I work over there in chemistry, and I hate every minute of it, but,
you have
my money.
Huh? You have many dark secrets, right?
What, my dark secrets?
No, you don't want those exposed.
Oh, no, I got a lot of dark secrets.
Okay.
You're right. Oh, your job is a dark secret?
No, I'm just warning you that if you pursue in this line of questioning, that it could be very unpleasant for you.
Yes, okay.
I'm trying to warn you in a friendly way.
You're a good man.
Oh, I believe in giving people every chance they're due.
You're a good man, Eric. Hey, let me go.
Yes, you've used up all your chances. Thanks very much for calling, though.
Yes, same here.
632-6901, area code 516, and what do we have here? Oh, that's ready? Radio Moscow's come in. We have a very short piece from Radio Moscow tonight. It's the Soviet viewpoint, the problem of conversion in the USSR and USA. The problem of conversion. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means? Problem of conversion. Conversion of what? They must be talking about money. I mean, what else do you convert? Okay, well, this will be a fascinating piece about conversion of money in the USSR and USA. I don't know what kind of problem we have with conversion here. I've never tried converting anything before. Unless they're talking about religion, that might be interesting. But I don't know. What you're going to hear now is Radio Moscow. If anybody has a guess as to when the dead was taped, we'll take the call right after we play Radio Moscow. It's about 3 minutes in length. And... any guesses as to what this is? So I'll hit it against the microphone now to make it really easy. Okay? That's what it sounds like when you hit it against the microphone. I'll hit it upside down and sideways. Okay? And I'll drop it one more time to be even more fair. All right. Now, I've really given people a lot to go on here. A lot. So I expect some calls when we come back. 632-6901. Here's Radio Moscow.
Radio Moscow presents its regular feature, Soviet Viewpoint. Our commentary by Valentin Zordin is on the problem of conversion in the Soviet Union and the United States.
Recently, the New York Times displayed a rather critical attitude to a statement by Vice President Dan Quayle, who said that the Americans should not expect to receive great peace dividends from the improvement in relations with the USSR. According to the New York Times Observer, the vice president made that statement at somebody else's prompting. It's not hard to guess whose prompting it was. It came from the circles which abhor cuts in military production. The news media have openly discussed their viewpoint. Speaking in the CBS television program, prominent military expert Herbert Fenzer, for one, tried to prove that the corporations filling most of the defense orders allegedly won't survive large cuts in military spending. The aerospace and defense industries, he said, will have to reduce their production by about one-third in the next 5 years. This would be a blow to them, said Herbert Fenzer. The former head of the United States Naval Forces, John Lemmon, spoke even more categorically. In the process of conversion, he said, at least 80 big defense plants must come under the hammer. There is no doubt that to reorient plants and even whole industries from military to civilian production is a hard and painful process. We in the Soviet Union are facing this problem now. We also have people who take no delight in cuts in military spending, even though we have no groups of citizens deriving billions in profit from arms production. The Soviet defense industry is state-owned. Nevertheless, the problem of conversion exists both in the United States and in the USSR. With all the differences connected with the social system and organization of production, the two countries have many things in common. Both the Soviet people and the Americans are interested in making their resources now used to manufacture weaponry serve civilian needs. To waste enormous sums of money on arms which do not increase national wealth defies common sense. Both Soviet and American society suffer from this. Cuts in military production and the rechanneling of funds to civilian needs will make it possible to use the taxpayers' money in the efforts to resolve pressing social problems, even though this is fraught with some temporary difficulties. I think that those United States politicians who are not inclined to gain peace dividends by means of reducing military expenditure place the interests of military-industrial corporations above the interests of society.
So that was Soviet Viewpoint, prepared at the studios of Radio Moscow.
Mr. Wu no longer has a long break. Had to say the business was a flop.
Thank you.
We got a request to hear that song very quickly backwards. Whoops. Oh, well, I messed that up. I went all the way back to the beginning. Let's see if I can fix this. I guess I could go all the way to the next song and then go all the way back. There we go. Isn't that nice how you can do that with CD players? Well, I'm sure we'll find more games to play later, but back to the program, back to the issue at hand. Name the mystery object, which I now slam down on the table, and hopefully it'll still be around by the time we finish. I will now wave the mystery object in the air. Okay, now that should pretty much give you a good hint, and in just 27 minutes we're going to find out what this mystery object is, unless someone is intelligent enough to call up and tell us what it is. 632-6901. And feel free to call up with anything else that's on your mind, things that happened to you this week. Anybody go to the concert last night here at Stony Brook? Shelley Thunder and Sister Carol. 7 hours that concert lasted. Well, actually, I should put a big asterisk next to that because the concert itself didn't last 7 hours, but the event lasted 7 hours. It was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, and big sign on the door at 8 o'clock that said doors open at 9:30, and eventually the doors wound up opening around 11:30, and the concert got started at around 1 o'clock, I think, and it was pretty good, though. I mean, worth the wait. Well, maybe not worth the wait for some people because a few people didn't wait, but For me, it was worth the wait. And both Sister Carol and Shelley Thunder, who stopped up at the station, incidentally, if you were listening to Rocking Iration last night, you would have heard her. They both did a magnificent job, and the audience was great. What more could you ask for? I don't know. I don't know what more you could ask for. Let's see what this person has to say. Good evening. Is anyone there? Hello? I wonder if something's wrong with the phone. Well, I'm sorry if we disconnected you. Give us a call back, 632-6901. These phones are kind of fouled up tonight, but that's another story. 632-6901. If you're lucky, you'll get through. Okay, Lithuania we were talking about, and took the liberty of stealing a newspaper. Well, not actually stealing it. I just grabbed it from someone that wasn't really looking at it anyway. There's an article all about the psychological warfare taking place, or that's kind of a misleading term. It's not psychological warfare. It's pretty much the way the Soviets are putting pressure on Lithuania to not do what they're doing. I guess we'll try the phones and we'll get back to this piece and see what people have to say about it. Good evening.
How are you doing? I'm calling about the Grateful Dead concert.
Oh, okay. Well, it took you a while, but what's your guess?
My guess is it must have been 1980 New Year's Eve in Oakland. Is that right?
Well, you know, it's close. It is close. It's not New Year's Eve, but it is in that vicinity. Well, actually, you know, it's kind of hard to say for sure because it was recorded in two places.
It was.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure which one that we listened to because it doesn't indicate that.
Oh, because we have the tape at home.
Uh huh.
That's actually what we thought it was from.
Well, you've got the right year.
I do.
Yeah, you do have the right year. So.
Anything?
You've got. Sorry.
Does that account for anything?
Well, you're in first place so far. Let's put it that way.
How about I guess on the second?
Sure. Go right ahead.
I think it's a frisbee.
No, maybe I should add something to this. It's something that. That many of us listening to this radio program have anticipated for a while, and I certainly have. And I guess that's you'd have to be a long-time listener to understand that.
Actually.
What's that?
I just got out of my car.
Ah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, I think we're in Glen Cove right now.
Are you really? Can you get us all the way out there?
Yeah, we are. We're in the car, so maybe it's a little bit easier.
Uh-huh.
Sure. But my boyfriend was just driving by. He goes, I know, it's Oakland. I have it. We have the tape. We do. We listen to it all the time. So he goes, pull over and call.
Well, I guess I'll reveal what it is now, since you've gotten pretty close to it anyway.
Okay.
It was the Warfield Theater in San Francisco, September 25th to October 14th, 1980.
Oh.
And also, and I'm not sure if the song we heard, which was Ripple, was recorded here, Radio City Music Hall, New York, October 22nd through 31st, 1980.
Oh, okay.
So those two. I'm not sure which one we heard, but you definitely have the right year, so I think you should get whatever prize we decide to give you later.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So we'll deal with that some other time. But are you a regular USB listener?
Say that again?
Are you a regular USB listener?
No, I'm not, actually. Not at all. I'm sure that I'll start.
Okay. Well, why don't I transfer you over to our hotline? You can leave us your name and address.
Okay.
And then we can figure out what to do at some point.
So can you tell me what the object is?
Well, you'll have to listen for that. You see, we're not going to tell people until 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm afraid that, you know, it's not that we're trying to force you to listen to the radio, but...
But it would be nice.
Rules are rules, and this is an FCC regulation that no object that's hinted upon at 10 o'clock shall be revealed before 11 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, and it's just nothing I can do. My hands are tied. So let me transfer you over, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right, and sorry to all those vast hordes of people that didn't win.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'll transfer her over to the computer.
Hello, this is the phone mail system.
Hi there.
You may now release the call or hang up.
Okay, I think we're going to hang up here. And she's away in computer land now. Okay, 632-6901. We still have to solve the object in question. Yeah. Throwing it down very hard on the table now. Wow. I really shouldn't throw it down that hard. Okay. Well, it's something that I know you're going to be excited about by the time we get to 11 o'clock. It's worth canceling whatever plans you had for tonight. And, you know, if you're, like, waiting to go out of something and people are sort of pushing you to hurry up, it's, you know, consider whether or not these are people you really want to have around for the rest of your life, you know. So you lose a couple of friends, but you're going to find out what this object is if you stick around till 11 o'clock. Okay, the program is Brain Damage. The radio station is W... No, that's not right. Oh, I got sick at this concert, too. I mean, I don't know, all this hot air or something. Just, no, you know what it is? It's all the changing temperatures. We're getting snow tonight. It was in the 70s yesterday. It's like, you know, your system can only take so much. And I'm about at the end of my rope here. So, excuse me if I sound a bit ill. WUSB is the radio station. We're in Stony Brook, New York. Our phone number is 632-6901. Area code 516 for all you people that don't reside in our area. Good evening.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
How you doing?
Is it possible that you can drop the object again on the floor?
Well, I'm not dropping it on the floor. I would never do that. I'm dropping it on the table.
Oh, yeah, on the table.
Okay. May I ask where you're calling from first?
I'm calling from Brentwood.
Brentwood. Okay, then I guess I can do that.
Okay.
All right. You have your radio next to your head?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm going to drop it now. Here we go. All right, now, I'll move the microphone a little closer. Actually, you know what I'll do? I'll get this other microphone and move it all the way over here.
Okay.
We'll set this up special just for this occasion. Well, it doesn't seem to be wanting to do that. Let's see. Okay, well, we're going to mic it two ways so that you'll hear sort of a stereo effect.
All right.
Let's just make sure this mic is working. Yeah, it is. Okay, here we go. Oops, I hit the microphone with my hand. Now, here we go, dropping the object on the table. Okay. Yeah, that's yeah. I don't think it really sounds any different from the first time we did it, but so that's your clue. Any guess?
I sounds like a pen or a pencil.
Sounds like a pen or a pencil?
Yeah, like when you throw it like from the like the top and it just falls on its you know, like when you throw a pencil and it falls on the eraser part.
Well, we don't have any pen. In fact, I don't think anywhere in this campus you'll be able to find a pencil with an eraser. Nobody uses those anymore.
Oh,
but let me, you know, so that you're not confused, let me indicate to you what a pen falling on the table sounds like. Here we go.
Okay.
And you see it kind of rolls a little bit, too.
All right. Yeah,
sure. All right. So it's not a pen. It's not a pencil. And in fact, I'll even go so far as to say it's not a writing utensil.
Okay.
Hey, that rhymes. Oh, that's pretty good. Write that down, folks. That's going to be a hit someday. Okay, so any other guesses you want to give?
Okay, that's all you can say? You can't give no other clues?
I'm sorry, my hands are tied. I've got regulations to deal with here.
Okay, well, I was going to say no. Okay.
Don't say that.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll wait until 11 to find out.
Wait until 11. It's probably best.
Okay.
All right, no point. No point taxing your mind too much.
Really.
All right. Thanks for calling. Oops. I guess you had something else to say. Sorry about that, but, we have other people waiting here. 632-6901. Good evening.
Yes, hi.
How you doing?
The first thing I'd like to do is guess the object.
Okay, guess the object.
So I did have the answer. I did have the answer for the Grateful Dead question, but the answer before any of us could get a chance to guess.
Now wait a minute. You knew the answer. How come? Look, I asked at what 10:05, and here it is 10:42.
I've been calling since.
Uh huh. Well. Gosh, I don't know what to say. But anyway, what's your guess as to the object?
What kind of prize would I win if I were to tell you that the song, when the song was played on Radio City, which one of those nights and when?
Well, you see, I have no way of verifying that, so there'd be no way for me to know.
All right, anyway, the song was played, the first song, each and every one of the six nights in Radio City. That's when that song Ripple was played.
Well, they always play Ripple, don't they?
That was played at that particular six-day concert tour as the opening song.
Okay.
Now, the object you're dropping, might it be a bag of potato chips?
No, I would never drop a bag of potato chips on the radio. I'm just not that kind of person.
Not a Milky Way bar either?
No, it's not a Milky Way bar.
You got me three ways.
Yeah. Is that the best guess you can come up with?
What it sounds like. Sounds like a bag of potato chips.
Uh-huh.
Drop it again.
Okay, I'm going to drop it again. Put your radio next to your head, okay?
On the road again.
How's that?
Maybe a Rolodex or a deck of cards.
Uh-huh. It's not that. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But I appreciate you trying. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. Okay. Well, thanks very much for calling.
Thanks.
All right. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Would it possibly be a chain that you're dropping?
Does it sound like a chain? Is that, I don't hear anything metallic, do you?
Is it a hacky sack?
No, I don't think so.
Is it somebody's brain?
No, I don't think so, unless maybe you lost yours. Good evening. Hello?
Hello?
You weren't expecting to get on so fast, were you? Go ahead.
Is it a compact disc?
No, but that's a good guess. Let me drop a compact disc so that... Well, should I drop a compact disc with the case or without?
Yes, with the case.
That's all right. Let's go with the case first. See, it's much louder. Much louder. And without the case... Yeah, it sounds very metallic. So it's not a compact disc.
Okay.
Any other guesses?
Drop it again.
Okay, here we go.
It's a tape.
It's a tape? No, it's not a tape. I'll drop it. I have all these objects with me. I'll drop a tape so that... I have to open the tape first. I will now drop a tape so you can hear what that sounds like. This is a reel-to-reel tape. All right,
I like it.
That's what a tape sounds like. Okay?
Thank you.
No other guesses?
No.
Okay. 632-6901. Good evening.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like an envelope with some sort of a booklet or a packet inside.
Well, sir, you are the closest yet.
Well,
do you want to go any further?
I've been waiting for stuff. I know you at, let's see. There's something, it was just last, I think it was last week or...
Mm-hmm.
Shit. No, I can't remember. I really can't.
Okay, well...
Best guess.
Thanks for trying. Good evening.
Hi, has anybody guessed the object yet?
No.
No?
No one's gotten it yet.
Is it the census?
That's a very good one. That is a very good one. I should have thought of that myself, but it's not.
Do I get another guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
A telephone book of some sort?
That's something else I always wait for, but no, it's not a telephone book. A telephone book would make a lot more noise.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It sounded pretty loud, but then when you dropped the pencil, it sounded almost as loud. So.
Well, that's because I turned the microphone volume way up, you see.
That's pretty deceptive.
Well, you have to hear it, right? I mean, if I kept the microphone low, you wouldn't hear that. I just dropped it, see?
And that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
All right?
I'm going to keep listening.
All right. Thanks for calling and for being such a good sport. Yeah. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hello, who is this?
I'm sorry?
Hello, is this Eric?
Yeah, you got a lousy phone line there.
Well, I'm upstate, this is Sammy.
Oh, you're upstate, eh? Sammy, how you doing?
No, I am upstate.
Okay.
I can hear the radio because I don't get it up here.
Well, you get something up there because it's interfering with your phone call.
Oh, well, I just want to say hello because it's been a long time that I'm talking to you.
It has been a long time. It has been, it's been such a long time.
It's 1990 now and it's a new year.
Uh-huh.
And I might be back on Long Island. It depends.
Well, what are the odds? I know quite a few people are concerned about that possibility, so I'd just like to know what the odds are.
I'd like to be back in the summer, because I really miss the radio show, and I hope that Mr. Doomsayer is okay, and everybody else that I used to hear on your show.
Well, yes, they're all fine. They all, I'm sure, send their regards, and
they may not be fine, but they're all the same.
Pretty much the same. Yeah, I'd say they're the same.
Okay, well, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later when I come back down there.
Okay, well, you have fun up there, and remember, learning is everything, right?
Sure is, yeah.
Okay. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hi, Eric.
Yo.
Hi, it's Adam.
How you doing?
Hey, I've narrowed it down to three items.
Okay, I'll give you three guesses. Go ahead.
Is it an issue of 2600 magazine?
It's not an issue of 2600, no. The next issue won't be out for about another month, so, So, forget it.
Okay, then, what were the other things? Is it a record?
It's not a record.
What are the old vinyl ones?
Oh, you know, if you listen to the last caller, we actually figured out what kind of object it is. I told him he was closest.
Oh, yeah.
Closest yet.
Some kind of book.
Well, an envelope, let's put it that way.
In an envelope.
Yeah.
This isn't a bill from a telephone company that tried to cheat you again, is it?
I don't think so.
Oh, so you haven't opened the envelope yet.
Well, is that your second guess?
No, that wasn't.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to answer it. Go ahead.
Guess 1.5.
Guess 1.5. You have to number your guesses in you know...
Integers.
Whole number. Yeah, integers. That's the word. God, I hated that word.
Yeah, so do I.
You
don't have to deal with it anymore.
No, I don't have to deal with it, and I haven't dealt with it since the day I didn't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, it's the way it usually
works. A lot
of
things I didn't deal with ever since I got out of school. Like conjugating verbs. Haven't had to do that once.
Had to what?
Conjugate verbs or figure out the table of elements.
Especially in other languages.
Or algebra, geometry, or any of that.
Yeah, it's a sad world out there.
It's all history, and that's another thing I don't have to deal with. So, have another guess.
Okay, is it either the plans for the new transmitter or the list of people's names for the transmitter?
It's neither one of those.
Does it have to do with the transmitter at all?
I think that's too general a question for me to just answer, you know, if I said yes or no. I'll say no. How's that? Okay.
Okay, in that case, it's the plans for a skate park that'll be built on Long Island?
No.
You know
as well as I do, they're never going to build a skate park in Long Island.
It wouldn't be such a bad thing, actually.
Well, I didn't say it would be a bad thing. I just said they're never going to do it.
They are or they're not?
They're never going to do it. You know they're never going to do it.
I know that. And you know that. One can always dream.
Yeah, one can always dream.
And dream
until they figure out how to legislate that.
Legislate. But if they can find a way, they'll do it.
That's true. Any other guesses?
Legislation for dreaming. The little pamphlet on it.
Well, some people might say so, but I don't think so.
Oh, I know what it is.
I think he's got it.
Oh, it's the WUSB schedule.
No. Anything else?
Yeah, I was at Stony Brook a few weeks ago and in the music library.
I think you're being called.
What? I know, but I'll ignore them because they're losers anyway.
Oh, they're calling
Go away!
You.
Go away! You're not wanted! Okay, well, I guess I'll...
You just yelled at somebody from all of Suffolk County in Connecticut? Boy.
Okay. Bye.
He's got something to deal with there. While he's dealing with that, let's go to some more calls. Good evening.
Legislation on a new incinerator.
That's a good guess. That's a real good guess. I don't know how you came up with it, but it's a good guess. And it's not what it is, but I do admire it.
Well, I'll keep trying.
Where are you calling from?
Lake Ronkonkoma.
All right. I'll say hi to everybody.
I will.
All right. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hello?
Try to calm down, sir. I don't know if you've been on the radio before, but you don't have to scream.
This is the friends of the Doomsayer, and we think that you're dropping the triggering device for a nuclear weapon.
Well, if that's the case, I'm glad you called before 11 o'clock. but that's not the case. So
okay, please don't blow up the world. Goodbye.
I won't. Seems like such a simple request in light of things. 632-6901. Let's, we only have, 8 minutes. 8 minutes before we reveal what this thing is. Let's get some more calls here. 632-6901. Call from wherever you are. Stop your car, pull into a payphone or whatever and give us a call. Good evening.
Is it your taxes?
No, it's not my taxes. You think they make a sound like that? They make a sound like bigger than a telephone book.
All right.
Any other guesses?
In an envelope.
It's in an envelope? Yeah, okay.
And you've been expecting it.
I've been expecting it. In fact, you should have been expecting it, too. That's a big hint there. In fact, all you people on the phone should have been expecting this.
Phone bill.
No. No, it's not a phone bill. I think somebody already guessed that, too.
No idea.
Where are you calling from?
The university.
Ah, this one here.
Yes.
The major university in the Stony Brook area, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one. I got it. I know we don't like to identify it, but it's good to know approximately where it is. All right, thanks for calling. Good evening. Oh, they hung up. Why did they do a thing like that? Good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's going on?
Not much.
What are you doing down there?
What am I doing on where?
Down there at the studio.
What am I doing at the studio? Right now I'm laughing with somebody. I don't understand why they're laughing.
So what's going on, Eric?
I don't know. Who's this?
This is Johnny.
Johnny. How you doing, Johnny?
Good.
Okay. What have you been doing tonight?
Nothing. Just listening to you. It's a good show. I like it.
Well, that's a relief, you know?
Yeah.
You want to give us a guess?
Oh, on you're dropping?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a hacky sack or something like that?
Why do you keep saying that? Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Something in an envelope?
Yeah.
And you said we all should have been expecting it.
Yeah. Well, sir, you're supposed to be
thinking before
you called.
Wait. You all should have been expecting it. Is this something to do with that radio? What is that thing you're having? That radio?
The radiothon.
Radiothon.
No, it's got nothing to do with the radiothon. I'll say that. Okay. Do you know? Wait, let me just ask you a question, sir. Do you know when the radiothon is?
No.
Oh, well, there's no excuse for that. But I'll tell you anyway.
Okay,
April 5th. April 5th through the 14th.
Okay.
1990.
All right.
And we need support from people like you. So write it down, spread the word. Okay? And in just a few minutes, you'll know what the object is. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, Barry, bye.
All right. Going to go to some more phone calls in just a minute. But first, I'm going to play this record for no particular reason. Oh, no, not because it's not there. There it is. Yeah, it's much better. Well, it's sort of the same record we were listening to before, so we'll come right back to the phones in about 2 minutes. We'll give you another 3 minutes to make some guesses, so give some thought to the matter now. 632-6901. Okay, we're going to be taking a few more calls here, and we'll see what people have to say, what guesses, what terrific things. If there's anything else you want me to do with this object, why did I say that? If there's any other hint that I could possibly give by the sounds that these things, that this thing makes, just let me know and I'll do it. Good evening.
Oh, I had a call. I know what it is. It's broccoli.
No, it's not broccoli. But I can't believe that's making the headlines. A stupid quote about broccoli. I mean, that's on, what, page 2 of Newsday today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and they have Halpin in there. And
a matter of taste. Yeah, look at this. They have all the politicians. Patrick Halpin. I love broccoli, and I even love Brussels sprouts. I think I'm the only American who doesn't like corn on the cob. Who cares? I don't care.
Well, I don't care
what the Islip town supervisor thinks about broccoli. For God's sakes, this is stupid.
Hey, Sammy, if you can hear me, hello?
He's upstate, but...
I think he's making that up.
Oh, that's a horrible thing to say. You think Sammy's lying?
Well, he gets a lie. He comes... I think he tries to come across as being
simple-minded on purpose.
Well,
he's not.
I will not tolerate listeners calling other listeners simple-minded.
Well, I mean, he tries to come across that way, but
he's
not.
Let me rephrase that, then. I will not tolerate listeners calling other listeners people who try to act like they're simple-minded when they're actually not.
He tries to be naive, but he's not.
I will not tolerate it. That's all I'm saying. I will not tolerate it.
But if I said that about Mr. Radio, then what?
I wouldn't tolerate that either.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, hey,
fair.
I give up.
All right. he gave up. All right. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
My bedroom.
Okay. We've all heard about that, but now let's get a guess out of you.
I think it's a personal apology from Joseph Hazelwood to you.
That would be nice. You think his penalty was fair?
I think they should have dipped him into a barrel of crude oil.
That would have been more dramatic, I suppose, if they
popped back on it.
Well, now he got what? He has to pay $50,000 in restitution and spend 1,000 hours cleaning up the spill.
So I understand.
Which, according to Exxon, is more than enough to take care of the whole thing. But that's something else. Do you think it was fair? Do you think he should have gone to jail?
I think that perhaps a stiffer penalty was in order for him, at least, if only to set a precedent or to send a signal out to other people operating such large, dangerous vehicles. And perhaps Exxon should have been in court at the same time.
Uh-huh.
My feeling. I have another guess.
Okay, what's your other guess?
I think it's notification from the Contras that they won't lay down their arms until Disney World opens in Managua.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right. That's not it, but thanks for calling anyway.
Advance notice of the Oscar winner.
What's that?
How about it's advance notice
no,
of the
it's
Oscar
not. It's
winner.
Not that. It's not that.
How about Daryl Strawberry's batting average?
Uh-uh. Sorry. Oh, no. Here at the radio station, WUSB in Stony Brook. Oh, let's take a couple of calls with the phone, so let's take a couple more calls, and then we'll... you're still there. I meant to hang up on you, but why don't you give one more guess, and then we'll take a few more, and that'll be it.
It's an estimate of the number of dead... the number of people in the entire history of the universe that have ever died.
That's a very good thing to have, but I don't have it. Thanks for calling. What a strange person. Good evening.
George Bush drug proposal program.
I don't think you'd be able to hear that fall. No, definitely wouldn't be that heavy.
Light.
Yes, it would probably take a few seconds to get to the ground, too.
The Alaska spill cleanup report.
Again, that would not make it to the ground in time for this program.
Still floating in the water.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Good evening.
Dead nudes holding a bag of scotch guard. Is that the thing?
That's very close. Good evening.
Yeah, is it a Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes thing?
No, I wouldn't bring that in here, would I? We've got rules against those kind of things. No, sorry. Good evening.
Hi, I'd like to guess the object.
Go ahead.
Okay, am I on the air now?
You certainly are.
Okay, I think it's your refund check.
My refund check? No.
Huh?
No, I wouldn't brandish that around.
Oh, you said it's something you're expecting and everybody else is expecting.
Well, it's something that everybody, I'm surprised nobody's gotten it, you know? It's like, there's been a lot of hype about this, only on this program, of course, but there's been a lot of hype about it. Now, come on, folks, if you've listened to this program before, you should know that I've been expecting a particular thing, and anybody listening to this should have been expecting the same thing.
Well, this is the first time I listened to your show.
That's no excuse. I'm sorry. That's no excuse. You should still have known. Well, you should have.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, you're going to find out in just about a minute or so.
Okay.
Just rip through these calls. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Good evening.
Trump.
Not much. What's your guess?
I want some more hints.
Tell me what you want me to do.
I don't know. Give us some hints.
Well, what would you like me to do with this? We know it's an envelope, okay?
Envelope?
Yeah, what would you like me to do with it to indicate, you know, I can drop it in any number of ways, but,
crush it.
No, I don't want to do that. Let me emphasize this. I have not opened this envelope. I don't even know what's inside it, but I do know what it is, sort of.
How about the secret clues to where Captain Crunch is hidden?
Where? I didn't know Captain Crunch was missing.
Yo, it could be an application, or it could be a certificate for legalization of marijuana.
No, I don't have that. I'm afraid. Sorry. Sorry to disappoint you. Good evening.
Hi, this is Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I can tell you what I hope it is.
It's just good to hear a sane voice now and then.
Thank you.
Have you heard one recently? Sorry, go ahead.
I hope it's a letter from Tom Baker saying that he will never do your show again to fill in for you, and he apologized for all those things he said. That's what I want it to be.
No, I never got that. No, I don't have that. I'm sorry, I don't have a letter like that.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I've never actually heard Tom Baker do my show because whenever he does my show, I'm not here.
Yes, well, he criticized me, and I will never forget it, and I don't like him.
Well, you don't like being criticized, I assume.
No. Not many people do they?
No, not many people like being criticized. No, I suppose not, but that's just the way things are.
Why don't you just open the envelope and tell us all, because the suspense is killing everyone.
Okay, it is killing everybody. We've been getting AP reports about that, so I'm going to take two more calls, and then we're going to find out what this thing is. So thanks for being a part of the suspense.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Good evening.
Well, Eric.
Yeah.
I have two guesses.
Okay, let's hear them.
Could it be that census thing?
We already said it's not the census.
Okay, could it be something with that Romania that you're always mentioning?
What do you mean?
A while back you had a recording of a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And there was, you said that you sneezed, and I don't know, you sneezed and that somebody was waiting for something from somebody else, I don't know.
Well, let me tell you something, you're extremely close, but you got one very key fact wrong. And if you can correct that fact...
Okay, wait, oh my God, wait. Okay, what I remember is it was a while back,
uh-huh.
You had mentioned that there was a man that he had to keep asking him what he was saying to him because he couldn't really talk.
Uh-huh.
And then you told, before you said it, that you said that there was a part when you recording it, that you were, that you sneezed or coughed.
Uh-huh.
Let me see what else I remember. I don't know, it was just some man... asking for information from, I know, a guy from Romania, and the guy had to keep asking him, he was asking to spell a name.
Okay, you've got all of that right, except for one key fact. If you can correct that key fact, you're the winner, but... You've got to correct, it's a very basic thing that you're getting wrong, and I can't tell you what it is.
Okay, oh my God. Armenia, I think it was?
Where is that?
Well, I don't know. It's near. I don't know. I guess I need. It's near Russia. I don't know.
Get the name right. It's very important.
Name of what?
Get the name of the country right. I'll give you three guesses to get the name of the country right.
Okay, I have three guesses.
Three guesses, and that's it.
Okay, number one is Armenia.
That is incorrect.
Two. Oh my God.
Is this the most exciting moment of your life, or what?
Yeah, you got my heart is beating. Wait. it's a country.
Well, there's what, about 160 of those?
Armenia. It was something Ania, I remember. Armenia, Romania.
To add to the suspense, I'm only giving you 40 seconds.
Oh, Eric.
Two more guesses here.
Oh, man. Wait, oh, my God. Oh, man. I don't know. I can't remember.
30 Damn. Seconds.
Armenia, Romania, Albania.
Is that a guess?
For Albania? Yeah.
Okay, that's it. You're right.
I'm right?
You're correct.
Oh, dip.
And I want to thank you very much for playing.
Oh, shoot.
Now, I'll transfer you over to the computer, and you can leave your name.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. This is the first thing I've ever won on the radio.
Well, actually, we don't know what you've won yet. But
I mean, I got the answer.
You got the answer, and you can hold your head up proud now because you are probably at least the most intelligent person among our listening audience. And listening audience, don't take that as an insult. This is just the voice of the person that's in front of the pack, I guess.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
The person that figured it out.
I remember that.
Okay, and we'll get into the details as to what exactly this is as soon as I transfer you over to the computer.
All right.
And then we'll come back and take more calls later. So hold on, and don't get lost in the shuffle. Here we go.
Hello, this is the phone mail system. You may now release the call or hang up.
Goodbye. He's gone into the computer land. Okay, folks, he got it right. After all those calls, one person got it right. If you recall, a few weeks ago, actually it was while I was away, while I was voyaging around the United States and Canada, I stopped in Canada and discovered, much to my delight, that that was a place from which I could make a call to Albania, which is something you can't do here. You can never make a call to Albania, but you can in Canada. It's not easy, but you can do it. And I was able to talk to somebody at Radio Tirana, which is the state-owned radio. Actually, everything is state-owned there, so I guess it's just the main radio station that you can hear them on the shortwave. You can hear them broadcasting in English. And I had this long, rambling conversation, kind of disjointed, because he didn't speak English and I didn't speak Albanian. And we were trying to get him, I was trying to get him to send me a tape of English language programming in from Radio Tirana. And after spelling out all this, spelling out my name and the address and the city and the state and the zip code, I never really thought that I would be getting something. In fact, that call still hasn't even shown up in my phone bill. It's possible that they can't process a call like that. I don't know, because I use my calling card from a payphone in Canada to a country that you can't call directly, so I don't know exactly how that worked. But yesterday, in the mail, I found an envelope. Yep, that's the envelope right here. And the return address on this envelope is Radio Tirana, Tirana, Albania. I've got a piece of mail here that came to me from Albania. And the only thing they got wrong, they got everything else right. The only thing they got wrong was the zip code. They left out one of the ones. Here, most zip codes start with two ones. They just left out one of the ones, and that's all. Now, there's a little blue sticker on the bottom. It says Me Aeroplan, M-E-A-E-R-O-P-L-A-N, Bar Avion, Airmail. And there's no stamp on it. It's just kind of a postmark. It says Terrain, T-I-R-A-N-E, which is the way that Tirana, I suppose, is said in Albania. And the date is March 6th, 1990. 6-3-90, it says on that stamp. And it says there's another stamp at the bottom that's kind of smudged, which I believe says tax per coup or something. It looks like T-A-X-E, and then the second word is P-E-R-C-U-E. So I would imagine that probably means tax-free or something. I don't know for sure. And then on the back is a little scolding note from our post office saying, always use proper zip code. They do that sometimes. And looks like Reading, Pennsylvania, it somehow wound up in. Anyway, it made it here, got the package or the little envelope, and I'm now about to open it. I have no idea what's in here. I haven't opened it. I was saving it for this moment, this historic moment in history, because for years now I've been trying to get through to Albania, and this is the first thing I've actually gotten from Albania ever in my life. I will now open the envelope, and I'm going to try to do it carefully so I don't... Oh, look at this. Look at this. They have... Is this Scotch tape? No, this isn't Scotch tape. This looks like they actually glued it shut. This is really something. They sort of lined it with glue. Wow, this is incredible. Now I'm going to try to open this. Oh. And it's a purple-lined envelope. There's purple coloring on the inside. Okay. Oh, I am ripping it rather badly. It's kind of disintegrating in my hands. And the envelope is now open. There's some colorful literature inside, which I am now pulling out. Oh, look at this. looks like a postcard. Radio Tirana, Albania. And there's a picture of a four-story building. It's a white building with many windows, and there's a car parked in front of it, a little green car. And two people, and a bicycle rack filled with bicycles. And, no, I don't think that's a payphone. It could be a payphone, but I don't think it is. There's a bicycle parked in the street as well. A lot of trees. And I guess that's the headquarters for Radio Tirana. And it says on the back of the postcard, "Dear radio listener, we acknowledge with thanks receipt of your letter dated," and then there's a blank, "the data included in your reception report of our broadcast of blank, heard at blank, correspond to our station log. Looking forward to hearing from you again. We send you our greetings and best wishes, Radio Tirana, Foreign Languages Section." And then it says, "Shtetepia Bachuis, 8 Nenturi, Terrain, 1985, which I guess is their return address. And this is what's known as a QSL card in shortwave radio lingo, which I would have gotten if I had reported that I had seen their or heard their radio station. Here's another one. This one just says Albania. And it looks like some kind of a ruin, one of those like Greek ruin type things. It's very colorful, though, very green, green landscape with this this four-column structure standing there. Looks like it's been there quite a while. And again, that one says on the back, "Dear blank, we are pleased to confirm that you have heard Radio Tirana on blank kilohertz, date blank. Your valuable opinions on our programs," spelled P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E-S, "will always be appreciated. Your sincerely correspondence section." And it's interesting because it's a big space after the word "will," as if they're able to replace it with another word like "won't." Your opinions won't always be appreciated, maybe. And here's some facts about Albania. Area 28.748 square kilometers, population 3.2 million, language Albanian, capital Tirana, major cities Durres, Shkodër, Vlorë, and Korçë, I believe I'm pronouncing those correctly. Liberation Day is November 29th. Independence Day is November 28th. And I'm told that what's on the front of this postcard is a view of Apollonia. So that's that postcard there. And in case you're wondering, in case you don't know anything about Albania and you're just wondering what the fascination is with it, it's a very isolated country in Europe. In fact, up until 1976, it was inhabited by many Chinese government officials who sort of guided it. And well, the country broke away from the Soviet Union, the Eastern Bloc, in I believe the early 60s, and they were very independent ever since then, siding with the Chinese and eventually kicking the Chinese out in 1976 and being very independent throughout their entire post-war history. Okay, now we get to the good stuff. Looks like, what do we have here? Whoa, hey, what's this? Look at this, a pin. Oh my God, I've got a Radio Tirana pin. It says RTSH. Can you believe this? Wow.
That's pretty, pretty.
Hey, how much do you think I can get for that?
I don't know, but you better keep it for 4 or 5 more years.
This is really something. It's got a little red star, and it says RTSH. So I guess that means Radio Tirana shortwave, maybe.
Could be.
Yeah. We have Khan with us here.
That's a pretty postcard right there.
It is a pretty postcard. It's a nice company. In fact, they had an advertisement in the New York Times saying that they've made all this progress, and one thing that they've done is made pollution illegal. I don't quite know what that means, but from what I understand, Albania is a very pristine-looking country. So, okay, I've got this pin in here. Actually, I don't know. How am I supposed to stick this? Look at the length of that pin.
Well, what you do is stick it like
that,
like
huh?
This, yeah.
But, looks like there's a good chance of sticking yourself
with
somebody
yourself
else.
Yourself to,
I mean,
the
pin is a good inch long. There,
mm-hmm,
you know,
it's a long pin, and I really don't know how to do this. I guess if you have a button or something like that.
Some kind of Albanian custom. How to pin these things.
Nobody knows. They're an isolated country.
This is something. Well, folks, you'll be able to tell me now by seeing me wearing this all the time. It's very tiny. The little pin itself is only about, I don't know, what, it's a centimeter or something with the The actual pin is about an inch and a half long. So.
You'd actually get people to ask you questions about this, too.
Yes, I'm sure many FBI agents would be more than willing to ask me quite a few questions.
Try CIA, too.
Now, Radio Tirana English Service. Here we go, a schedule. And this looks like it was typed out on an old typewriter. First broadcast, Monday, Sports Spot. Oh, that sounds like fun. Sports Spot and Folk Music. Tuesday, P.O. Box Radio Tirana. What does that mean? I don't understand. Tuesday is P.O. Box Radio Tirana. Okay, that must be a program. Wednesday, Music for Your Pleasure. Friday, Youth in Focus. What happened to Thursday? Maybe Thursday is outlawed over there. Saturday, Let's Learn Albanian. And Sunday is...
The Post, Bos...
The Host?
Host.
The host
Albania.
Okay. Second broadcast.
Living through the MLM dash to L Press program lineup.
Wait, I have no idea
what
leafing,
that is.
Leafing through the ML Press program lineup. M-L. Don't know what that means. Okay, Tuesday, Viewing Our View.
Let's Learn Albanian.
Viewing Our View / Let's Learn Albanian. Wednesday, Our Heritage. Thursday, we've got...
That's why it is bi-weekly. Right? It's profile book page, and it says bi-weekly. That's why they don't have it on first broadcast.
Oh, that's kind of weird. So their second broadcast, I guess, has part of the first broadcast. I don't know. I don't understand that. It's something Americans can't comprehend.
And every bi-weekly, one week they don't have anything on Thursday, and then the next Thursday...
They have profile book page.
Yep.
Bi-weekly. Okay. Friday is question mark. Maybe it means they don't know what's going to be on, or maybe it's a part of a program. Saturday, music on request / cultural magazine. And Sundays, this sounds like the exciting part, music and more. Ooh.
Mm.
The address, and this is a nice simple address, Radio Tirana, Tirana, Albania. Now, broadcast to North America. It gives broadcast to Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia. But I figure most of our listeners are in North America, so I'll give those ones. This is UTC. Actually, summertime is UTC plus one, Universal Coordinated Time. 2330 to 2400 on 6120, 11825, and 9760 kilohertz. 0230 to 0300. 11825 and 9760, and those same frequencies, 0330 to 0400. Okay, we've got one more. No, we've got two more pieces of paper here. Let's see what we have. Radio Tirana Listener Service. Our listener service is ready to help you get better acquainted with our programs currently on the air. Since its upgrading in February 1989, it has been able to process all your letters, providing satisfying response to most of your demands. We are aware that to improve our programs, we have to rely on your letters. Therefore, constructive comments and suggestions are most welcome. Listeners contact programs. With three listeners contact programs a week, we try to show how important your letters are to us. What if they played my phone call? That's possible. Every Tuesday, and they don't capitalize Tuesday, every Tuesday we have a look into our mailbag to see what's new in your letters, while on Fridays we answer to your various questions on our country. This, by the way, looks like it was done entirely on an old typewriter, which I have nothing against. It's just kind of interesting. Music at Your Request is another program where you can have your choice. But before joining us every Saturday to hear the Albanian music you prefer, please write clearly the title and kind of music, and if you wish, the name of someone you'd like to greet and send it to us. You think we could, like, request Ozzy Osbourne or something and they play it?
I don't think they know Ozzy Osbourne.
We should convince them that it's something, you know... Something from that their particular listeners would like a lot.
Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm sure if hundreds of thousands of people deluge Radio Tirana with requests for Ozzy Osbourne, somebody would...
Definitely play it.
Well, they'd know about it anyway. Reception reports. They are always passed on to the engineering staff that tries to be in constant touch with the reception conditions in your part of the world. Writing correct reports is a great help to them. We also accept reception reports on tape, but in that case, you have to consider the time needed for a cassette to reach us, which is normally longer than for simple letters. I wonder why that is. Your cassettes will be returned to you with Albanian music, provided that the quality of tape guarantees normal recording. All reception reports are confirmed with our QSL card, which, when proved to be correct. Albanian publications. All magazines, pamphlets, and books are distributed free when available. Among the publications we distribute are also the bi-monthly magazines New Albania, a comprehensive and illustrated introduction of Albania appearing in English, French, Italian, German, Arabic, Spanish, Russian, and Albanian, and Albanian Today, a theoretically inclined, I wonder what that means, a theoretically inclined publication available in English, German, and Spanish. To subscribe the above magazines, you may write directly to, Con, you want to try saying this? I don't think the FCC will let me say that word.
Dermarja?
Okay, it's spelled M-D-E-R-M-A-R-R-J-A.
Well, I'll try the other words.
Then there's just a single letter E, I can say that, E. And perhaps Jez, P-E-R-H-A-P.
Bahages. Bahages.
See Libret.
It's got to be a Slavic language.
Like it that. Is a Slavic language, yes. So it's... Ned, would you pronounce it first, Dan? I guess you wouldn't.
Demaja
e Perhabjas, Celibrit, Tirana, a center which offers a wide range of Albanian publications in foreign languages. They can also help you with book catalogs or other. Right. Cassette tapes and videotapes. Wow, you think we can get a videotape? Radio Tirana has a special department for distributing cassette tapes and videotapes with Albanian music and films. We normally charge 5 USD, which I guess is US dollars, for a cassette tape and 30 USD for a videotape, postage costs included.
That's kind of cheap, tell you the truth.
That's a bargain. Imagine getting a videotape. But would it be compatible? Would it be VHS format? I know in Europe it's a different scheme. You can't play a European videotape in an American machine. I hope they take that into account. Otherwise, we could get consumer reports on them, you know, for selling useless things to us. Albanian courses. Okay, in January 1990, Radio Tirana started for the first time Albanian courses in English, German, and Italian. Albanian by Radio seems to be our listeners' favorite program. To meet their demands, we distribute tapes and booklets available in the above languages at 10 USD per set, postage costs included. Payment can be made by registered airmail, also in other convertible currencies. Okay, tourist and other information. Oh boy, this is the interesting part, since no Americans are allowed in Albania. Many listeners who want to visit Albania often write to us for advice. We offer them tourist catalogs, but for further information, they can write directly to AlbTurist, A-L-B-T-U-R-I-S-T. Deshmoret e Kombit, that's D-E-S-H-M-O-R-E-T, space E, space K-O-M-B-I-T, I guess number N-R-8, Tirana. Telephone number 248-53. Boy, you know...
That's weird.
That is weird. I wonder why there's a dash at that particular point, 248-53. Because I know numbers are four digits. And I think the city code, maybe the city code is 2. I'm not exactly sure on that. But to know our country better, you may also subscribe the ATA News. I like the way they leave out the word 2 there. They did that before. You may also subscribe the ATA News, a biweekly bulletin issued by the Albanian Telegraphic Agency in English and French. Some 20 pages with news and overall information about Albania. Subscriptions are made to Albanian Telegraphic Agency, Boulevardi, B-U-L-E-V-A-R-D-I, Marcel, M-A-R-S-E-L, Kashin, K-A-S-H-E-N, 23, Tirana, or directly to ATA, ATA bank account, here's a bank account number, folks. Let's see, ATA bank account number 123/030, Albanian State Bank rates 40 USD for 1 year, 50 USD outside Europe. Other convertible currencies or checks also accepted. Telex 2142. On request, our service offers program guides in any of the 21 languages. To get a program guide, you may simply write to Radio Tirana. Tirana, Albania, telephone 232-39. So, probably figure out how those phone numbers work if I look at it a little bit more carefully. And then we have one final piece of paper, folks. Let's see what this piece of paper is. The Albanian Telegraphic Agency Information Bulletin. Boy, that sounded good, didn't it? I'm going to say it again. The Albanian Telegraphic Agency Information Bulletin. I'll bet you're not hearing this on any other radio station, eh? Dear sir, and I don't capitalize sir, We would kindly inform you that the Albanian Telegraphic Agency issues a biweekly news bulletin in English and in French languages, with each number having averagely, 20 pages. The news items in this bulletin reflect main political events in Albania, the economic, social, and cultural aspects of life in this country, as well as the Albanian stands on a wide range of international events. We suggest that by receiving the ATA news bulletin, you will have a good opportunity to acquaint yourself with the Albanian reality. The subscription is made to the following address: Albanian Telegraphic Agency, in quotes, Marcel Kachin, M-A-R-C-E-L-C-A-C-H-I-N, Boulevard, comma 23. Wonder why they put that in quotes. Tirana, Albania. Telephone. This telephone number is only four digits: 44-12, telex 2142. Or directly to ATA bank account number 123/030 at the Albanian State Bank. You might subscribe for 6 months, $20 in Europe, $25 outside Europe, 1 year, $40 in Europe, $50 outside of Europe. The subscription can also be made in other convertible currencies or with checks. While hoping to receive a positive answer from you, the Albanian Telegraphic Agency will guarantee accurate reporting as well the timely dispatch of its bulletin. And there's a little form for you to fill out with your name, surname, address, and how long you want to subscribe for. And that, folks, I think is it. Oh, there's nothing else in here, no personal letter or anything like that.
I still like the pen, though.
Oh, the pen is great. I can't believe they sent me a pen. This is really something. Of course, nobody's really going to understand what it means, but I still think it's great. That is something. Well, many thanks go to Radio Tirana for sending this information. Hopefully there'll be some tapes coming soon, you know, because that's what we asked for originally. They did get the address correctly. Except for the zip code, they messed that up a little bit, but it still got to me, so they didn't mess it up too badly. And after listening to that conversation, I'm surprised they got any of it right, because it was very hard to any of us to understand each other, but miracles are possible. And that, folks, that is what we wasted your time with this evening. That's the famous package. Our phone number is 632-6901, and we're talking about all kinds of other things, I suppose. Lithuania and Captain Hazelwood and Exxon and whatever else is going on. So give us a call, 632-6901. Any words of wisdom here? My throat is sore now after doing all this talking.
Well, you see, you're talking about sickness before. I got it already.
Oh, thanks for leaning over my shoulder then, and I'll get even more now. But where'd you get it from?
Well, like you said before,
you
it's
had
a change
concert
of
last
weather.
Night. It was a change of weather, but I think it was that concert, too, because I think everyone who went to that concert last night got sick.
Not really. It's like some of the people are still alive.
Yeah, well, we're all still alive. We're all still alive.
I mean, not as sick as I am.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they didn't contact any bronchitis, so I'm mono.
You got the bronchitis, too, eh?
I have the early stage of bronchitis.
Yeah, I thought I recognized that. Oh, well, it's going to be a miserable few weeks ahead for us here. With the radiothon coming up, too, it's not going to make things any easier. But speaking of the radiothons, see if we can get the radiothon official promo here, and then we'll take your phone call, 632-6901. This voice sounds familiar, doesn't it? If you're a regular WUSB listener, you'll probably be getting a radiothon. Special programming to help us raise money to move our transmitter and increase our signal strength. As many of you know, WUSB can dramatically improve its signal by moving the transmitter to a higher location. And if we don't do this soon, another station could move in on our fringe areas and prevent our expansion from ever taking place. Recently, close to 2,000 of our listeners called in to voice their concern over a proposed radio station that could interfere with WUSB. It's great to see that so many of you care. Now we're asking for your financial support so that we can make our dream a reality. Your support during Radiothon 90 is critical to the future of WUSB. Meeting our goal means improving our signal. Radiothon 90 will be taking place from Thursday, April 5th through Saturday, April 14th. And we're going to have so many interesting programs that we think you'll want to plan around them. If you want to make sure you get a free Radiothon 90 schedule, just call our hotline at 516-632-6498 and leave your name and address. If you'd like to volunteer to help out at the station during the radiothon, leave your phone number. The number to call once again is 516-632-6498. And spread the word. Radiothon 1990, April 5th through the 14th. Help WUSB improve its signal. It's an investment you can always be proud of. Come on, get out of here. Nothing funny about this. Take that kid with you, too. Oh, boy. Some people just don't understand. Anyway, yes, Radiothon's coming up. I said get him out of here. 632-6901 is our number here. 632-6498 is the number to get information about the Radiothon and to sign up and be a part of it and all that kind of jazz. Radiothon is very important to the future of the station to improve our signal and keep things coming your way. I mean, I'm just ecstatic over this Radio Toronto thing. It's something I'm going to treasure forever. It doesn't take much to make me happy. Our phone number is 632-6901. And, well, let's see if anybody's still out there. Good evening.
Eric, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
All righty, I'm a little disappointed.
Why are you disappointed about?
I was looking through the Newsday just before, the paper.
Yeah?
And, you know, with all these happenings in Lithuania and, you know, Hazelwood, on page two, I've come across A Matter of Taste with George Bush.
Yeah, the broccoli thing. We were talking about that before.
I just can't seem to, I don't know, it doesn't get through. Lithuania and Captain Hazelwood.
I don't know. I'll tell you, I don't know. It's I've noticed this in Newsday. They've been going for the Donald Trump stories over, you know, the Berlin Wall.
I personally really don't care if George Bush doesn't prefer broccoli over Brussels sprouts. I mean, it's not, you know, I think they're a little more important happening. And then they give a list of what Patrick Halpin likes and Mr. Mondello.
Uh-huh. It's so stupid, I know.
Very disappointing.
What are you going to do, you know? Here we are talking about broccoli on the air, too, you know?
I'm, you know, expressing my opinion on this. It's very nerve-wracking.
It's nerve-wracking, all right. But now, what do you think of Lithuania? How's that?
Oh, well, you know, I'm 200 years ago, we went across the same, you know, pass during our independence. I think...
Well, it's slightly different. You see, they didn't have tanks back then, and we weren't right next door.
Yeah. But basically, you know, I hope they ease up there and maybe hopefully get their independence without having a lot of bloodshed.
Well, let's make a prediction, because whatever happens is likely to happen in the next couple of days.
Yeah, because they've given about a week to, I'm looking at it right now, they stuck a column of more than 100 Soviet tanks in there.
Uh-huh.
Pulled them right through the streets.
Yeah.
Yes. And only time will tell.
Well, that happened last night, or actually this morning. They sent a column of tanks through the Capitol.
Yeah.
But what do you think is going to happen in the next week? Do you think they're actually going to use those tanks, or is this just some sort of symbolism?
They're just flexing their muscles.
I mean, if you were Gorbachev, what would you do?
Well, he'd look pretty bad if he slaughtered lots of Lithuanians. So I think he's just going to flex his muscles and big man, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to shoot nobody, though, hopefully. But, I think he'll try to work it out, talk it out first. But thank God many of the older presidents are not in there. I think if this was 20 years ago, forget about it.
Well, it wouldn't have happened 20 years ago, because it's so ironic, because it's happening because there's a moderate leader there now.
Yeah, everybody was too scared to make a move at all.
Right, so he's actually made it possible,
yeah.
But they could be contributing to his downfall by pushing too hard. And that's what troubles me, because if this does result in bloodshed, the entire Glasnost program could fall apart.
Yeah, and then the whole nation will...
you have a number of choices. You could have civil war, you could have another Stalinist kind of regime.
Yeah. So these are very interesting times. I know you say that a lot, but...
Yeah, but it really is. You know, these really are interesting times. I lived through the 70s, and I also lived through the 80s, and I can tell you, these are interesting times.
Yeah, with everything, the happenings, and... Oh, jeez, I'm just waiting for... the spring to come up with the Chinese. I wonder what's going to happen with the Beijing.
I wouldn't count on very much.
Yeah, everybody, you know, this. What a shame.
Well, that's a reminder of what can happen.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there'll be another spring in Beijing.
Yeah. But, wow. These are very interesting times, I must say.
Yeah. Well, let's make them interesting over here as well, and get people talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
All right, see you later.
All right, 632-6901. Good evening.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think the situation is very analogous with what's going on in Lithuania to maybe, say, what was going over in China. And I think the same result, if not, the same result will end up happening. I don't think Lithuania will get their independence. I think it will make Gorbachev look very bad if he, if they do break away. I don't think it's going, I think that situation would hurt him. I think that's why he's pulling in the heavy artillery at this point.
Well, okay, the question is, if they do break away, then all the other republics will say, why can't we break away? So that leads you to the question, well, why does everybody want to break away?
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying what the situation they have there is peachy keen, Obviously, there is room for change, but I think he's doing it, and I think the people should give him a chance. I think they're just willing,
Uh-huh.
It's like the kid on his first night out. He decides he's going to stay out all night, You got to give the guy a break, That they're just starting to start making some modifications to the reforms they used to have, And just, they're now loosening up, And if you're just going to all of a sudden declare independence, it's going to start making Russia fall apart.
You see, if I was President Gorbachev, I would say something like this. I would say, I agree with you guys. You should be independent, but the process is going to take a year or two. Let's start now. And I think that's showing that he can be moderate but also strong.
Yeah, well,
by insisting that they not break away. And I think it's foolish to break away that quickly, because it's going to be kind of tumultuous, if they just suddenly become independent.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that easy. Whereas if they, they need the Soviet Union behind them to support them, to get them on their feet.
Yeah, no kidding.
So if they're able to, to work this out peacefully, it'll be much better for everybody.
Well, I don't know. It's just instinctual. It's just what goes on in the past. I think that it's, we've had too many good things happening, with all these countries, with Germany and just, with all the things in the news, and just to turn around, I have a strange feeling this is going to be another bloodshed kind of thing where, there are people going to have to die, and I really have a strong feeling that Lithuania is not going to get its independence.
Well, I would say the same thing if Gorbachev wasn't so firmly in control.
Yeah.
If he was being challenged by a bunch of hardliners, which I don't see, very clearly. I mean, yeah, he's being challenged, but there really isn't much popular support for the hardliners. There were popular support, if they did have more power, then I would say Gorbachev would be swept aside, and the hardliners would move in with force, and this would all be crushed, and Glasnost would disappear very quickly.
Yeah.
But since Gorbachev has all this power, which in itself is scary, all the power he has, I don't think it's going to work out that way. I don't think he's going to opt for violence, because he's a smart guy. He knows what's going to happen if... look at what happened in Azerbaijan only a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
When the tanks rolled in there.
Uh-huh.
We were expecting, all kinds of bloodshed. It didn't happen. Somehow it was resolved peacefully. Well, maybe not resolved, but at least quelled a bit.
Hmm.
So...
I don't know about that. I don't know. I see a lot of reports, and the people there are very... they're all behind each other, I see them very strong, and, in their thought, I don't know, maybe he'll turn the tables and make it some sort of a, turn it into a talks more than, having civil war going on in, the streets.
Well, I think the countries, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, they all have to be independent, because everybody admits to the fact that they were taken over against their will, the Hitler-Stalin Pact.
Oh, yeah.
So what possible reason would the Soviet Union have other than to continue that mentality to want to keep them under their wing?
Yeah.
My only suggestion would be to do it, in a gradual way. Not, not too gradual, but not too quick either. Yeah, we got to plan these things out a bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise you have chaos.
Yep, I agree. Well, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. 632-6901. These are interesting times, no doubt. If you have a feeling or comment, give us a call. Good evening.
Joe Pat.
What? It's about to have to wait all that time on the phone and then not make any sense. Let's see how easy it is to get through to Lithuania. I mean, it might be, I don't know what it takes to call you Lithuania. I mean, you have to do it through the Soviet Union, I would imagine.
New York Telephone Center, may I help you?
Yes, can I have the AT&T Long Distance Network, please?
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
In one moment, we'll be speaking with an AT&T representative.
AT&T, may I help you?
Yes, hi, operator. I'm trying to get information in Lithuania.
Where?
Lithuania.
Where is that?
Oh, my God. It's in Eastern Europe.
The country name is Lithuania?
Yes. Lithuania.
L-I-T?
Lithuania.
I'll check it this month.
Listeners, you should feel proud because you even know where Lithuania is. Largest long-distance network in the country, and they don't know where it is. No, it's just the way it is, I guess. 632-6901, area code 516. We got about 15 minutes left. Oh, so that activity back there. Operator's busy at work.
That's Russia, isn't it?
Well, it's that's open to debate. It's in the Soviet Union.
Okay,
but
well,
it might not be.
Say Russia, please. Okay.
Okay, actually, Russia is not. It's the Soviet
okay,
Union.
Well.
Yeah, okay. I'll let her get away with it. I guess that means AT&T listens to the Soviet Union before they listen to Lithuania, because Lithuania proclaimed itself independent.
Okay, correction. When you come to the first operator, you say Russia. Then when you get to Russia, then you can specify where in Russia, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No available circuit right now. Would you please call back in a few minutes?
Okay, so could you tell me exactly what I have to do again?
When you dial 00, like you did just then or whatever, what you dial, when you hear AT&T, you said, oh, operator, I need the Russia. Call Russia.
Okay, I can say Soviet Union, can I?
Well, Soviet Union or Russia, that would be more, you know, that's more, you know, well known.
Okay. And then when I get the Soviet Union, I say I want Lithuania.
Like where?
Okay. And how hard is it to get the Soviet Union now?
Well, let me see, it's almost 12. Usually after 12 or 1, maybe, it's kind of light up and you can probably get through.
Okay. And do you know if I can directly dial over there?
Only to Moscow you can dial directly. Other places we must connect to another operator.
I see. Okay, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Well, she was fairly helpful, I would guess. So that's a story with Lithuania. And you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go into the other room and see what the latest story is with Lithuania. What can I play while I walk into the other room? Well, let's take a phone call while I look for something to play, and then I'll go over there and find out if there's any late news developing. Good evening.
I was just on. You know...
Why were you just on?
I was just on before.
Oh, you were? Okay, well, you're on again.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe that AT&T operator. It makes me feel... It puts me on a pedestal, let me tell you.
Well, it's put all of our listeners on a pedestal, because that's mainstream America, as far as I'm concerned. People don't know where anything is, and they don't care. Why is that? I don't know.
I swear. I broke out in such laughter. I don't know how you took it, because I would have laughed in her face.
Well, you got to be polite in the radio business.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying. I thought it was quite funny.
You got to keep yourself, breaking out too much.
Don't you, I mean, even if you don't read a newspaper, I mean, don't you go home? Don't you turn on a TV? Don't you listen to a radio? I mean... It's in the news everywhere.
Yeah, they listen to adult contemporary radio and they watch Roseanne on TV. And that's about the extent of it. You know what? When the Berlin Wall got torn down, ABC got tons of calls from people who were upset that their soap operas were being canceled. You know?
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to begin to address that.
You just can't. It's money, you know. I think that's it. That's what drives... this United States, and the people were screaming, I want my soap back on, they're going to put it back on. So.
Well, it's not so much money as it is ignorance. I mean, an ignorant public is very hard, very easy to manipulate, and an informed public is going to cause a lot of trouble. That's why USB listeners cause so much trouble.
Yeah.
When they think of it, you know, if you're a USB listener, you've probably caused a good deal of trouble in your day, right?
Oh, definitely.
So that's kind of, you know, I'll bet that AT&T operator doesn't cause any trouble.
Oh, God, I don't know how you deal with AT&T operators anyway.
Well, I don't know. But I doubt Sprint operators or MCI operators are any better.
Yeah, well, I've had some good luck with Sprint.
I'll tell you, though, Canadian operators are great. They really are. I mean, I used them up when I was there, and they're just really patient, and they know a lot, and they can speak two languages, and it's great.
Yep, well, that's anywhere out of the United States anyway.
Well, enough advertising for a foreign country, but that's how I feel. All right, thanks very much for calling.
Bye.
All right. We only have about 10 minutes left. I'm going to walk into the newsroom, see if there's any late-breaking news, but please feel free to call us in the time we have left. And here's an exciting... a really exciting promo for you.
East meets West, and the punks meet the ancient Greeks in the American premiere of Tadashi Suzuki's adaptation of Clytemnestra. Directed by Yukihiro Goto at the Stony Brook Theater on the SUNY Stony Brook campus. The production will take place in Theater 2 of the Stoller Center for the Arts. Performance dates are March 22nd through March 25th and March 29th through April 1st. Shows are at 8 p.m. with Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. For ticket information, call the Stoller Center box office at 632-7230. This is a cross-cultural event not to be missed.
Okay, we're looking for news from Lithuania. Where's everybody? They'll fall asleep or something? 632-6901. Let's get some calls in here. Where is it? What, there's no news?
Not in Lithuania.
How could there not be no news from Lithuania? It's the Associated Press, for God's sake. There's no news at all? This is shocking, folks. This is shocking. How am I going to find out what the latest news from Lithuania is?
Check the bins.
Yeah, do that. Who would know? Who can we call?
I have a friend who's Lithuanian.
That's not going to help. Who can we call to find? We can call another radio station, I suppose. No, that's not going to work. Can't call AT&T. They don't know anything. Well, I don't know. Folks, call me. Give me suggestions here. I need help. 632-6901. Good evening.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Still on?
Yeah, you are.
I said you're still on?
I'm still on. I think so, unless somebody pulled the plug.
You know that thing, Roger, what was in the envelope? I missed that.
Okay, what was in the envelope was a very exciting package from Albania.
Oh, really?
And if you missed it, you're never going to hear anything like that again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's history.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to ask you. You know the people who do Rockin' Iration?
The people who do Rockin' Iration?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ross Marvin?
Yeah.
Yeah. You talk to him and stuff?
Sure.
Oh, really?
We go way back. Why?
You go way back?
Yeah, way back.
That's good. Curious, you know, I just want to know these things.
Ross Marvin engineered, didn't engineer, he emceed the show last night.
That's, Sister Carol?
Yes, Sister Carol Shelley Thunder.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. Sure I was there. How could I miss that?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't.
I'm glad.
Okay. Thanks for calling. That was a disjointed conversation. Anyway, what do we have here? We've got, from Vilnius, Lithuania, an armored column of almost 100 military vehicles has... Wait a minute. This is yesterday. This is yesterday at 10:20 in the evening. This is the best we can do? I'm embarrassed here. I mean, I guess Associated Press doesn't really have this high in their agenda, but I'm sure we can get sports scores. Can't we get those? 11:53, 7 minutes to go. Let me read today's Newsday story then. Helicopters leafleted Lithuania's major cities yesterday, dropping copies of Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev's decree asserting Soviet sovereignty over the breakaway republic. They make it sound so dramatic. According to Lithuanian government leaders, Lithuanian President Vatatus Lansburgis, I believe, meanwhile charged that the Soviet troop presence in the Republic was being increased. We are seeing maneuvers and new units being transferred here and how they are demonstrating their arms and their presence, he said in a speech to the Lithuanian parliament. We see it as part of a psychological war. Our position is very clear, the guy with the strange name said. It is a question of who has sovereignty over this land. Does it belong to the people of Lithuania or some other state? That is the question, folks. 632-6901. Good evening.
Yeah, I got a lead here from the AP.
Oh, good. Where are you calling from?
Lakeland, Hakama.
Oh, you have an AP machine?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I guess, wait, it's coming through right now. Here it is.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I'm more interested in this. You have an AP machine in your house?
Yeah. But listen, this is the new stuff.
Why do you have an AP machine in your house?
It's cool.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, go ahead.
George Bush hates broccoli.
I know George Bush hates broccoli. Oh, man. Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's it.
Sports reports and the weather for tomorrow.
You don't subscribe to Reuters, do you?
No.
Too bad. Look into it. 632-6901. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get it from the envelope.
Let me transfer you over to the psychological ward there. Okay, it's 11:55. I hear the printer printing out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play another promo and walk out myself and see if there's something there. It'll be fun. Oh, here's one. For our benefit concert. Yes, our benefit concert here. There's Raz. Okay, people thought he was missing. Now he's here. Raz will be in 5 minutes. Here's our benefit concert coming up to help us out during the radiothon. And we'll have the latest news from Lithuania in just a second. But first, this important announcement.
WUSB proudly presents in concert Aztec Two-Step on Easter Sunday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Union Auditorium on campus at SUNY Stony Brook. General admission is $10 per ticket, and tickets are available at the Student Polity Box Office in the Student Union Building. Tickets are also available by mail by enclosing a check for $10 to WUSB FM and a self-addressed stamped envelope to Aztec Two-Step, WUSB FM, Student Union Building, SUNY Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794.
The color lights and the highway lights. Remember me.
Yes, and that's an exclusive part of WUSB. WUSB benefit concert on Easter Sunday. And we've got the radiothon coming up in just about 2 weeks, a little under 2 weeks. And for more information on that, call 632-6498. And folks, I checked the Associated Press wire myself, and something just came over this very moment about Lithuania. And Lithuania's president likened his republic to an occupied land on Saturday after a convoy of Soviet tanks rumbled through the capital. There is heightened concern that the Soviet government might use force against Lithuania, which has declared its independence. So really, absolutely nothing new at all. And that's pretty much all we have at the moment. I'm not sure I'd like to find my outro. Seems to be missing. Did I see my outro? I have this nice outro that I always end with, and I can't seem to find it anywhere. Go to music or something? I guess I'll go to music. Oh, the needle's not on the turntable. There, now we can go to music, and maybe you'll hear my outro. This is Eric. This was Brain Damage. Thanks to everybody who called. Special thanks to those that didn't. I'll be back again next week, probably. Don't forget the radiothon, 632-6498. Stay happy.
And see us through. All for one. And one for all. All for one. And one for all.
brain damage is underwritten by a grant from the Little Computer Shop, located in the Model Shopping Mall in Centereach. Phone number 467-4352. The Little Computer Shop stocks the latest in hardware, software, and computer publications.
Of ascendancy over others. Surge, to rise and fall actively. Power, physical might, mental or moral vigor. Surge, a sweeping onward like a wave of the sea or emotion. Power, force or energy used to do work, the time rate at which work is done. Surge, a transient sudden increase of current in an electrical circuit. Power surge.
Caution, this album may be considered offensive.
Undefined.
How